AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Snow and freezing rain are making for a dangerous morning commute in parts of the Midwest and the Northeast. Dennis Ebner is in Wycliffe, Ohio, where the snow is up to his, well...
I probably have about 27, 28 inches of snow in my driveway. I've spent most of the time snow blowing again and again and again.
Michigan's expected to get up to 10 inches of snow. Guilty of manslaughter, the man who shot and killed former New Orleans Saints star Will Smith faces a sentence of up to 40 years in prison after being convicted of manslaughter. Cardell Hayes' attorney, John Fuller, is asking for prayers for both families.
Pray for their healing in this terrible time for the Smith family and for Cardell's family.
He talked to WVUE-TV. Cardell Hayes shot Will Smith after a traffic incident. He'll be sentenced in February. Two Georgia police officers have been shot while serving a search warrant in Crawford County. No word on their conditions. Police returned fire, but we don't know anything about the suspect at the moment. President-elect Trump says it's ridiculous to think the Russians interfered in the presidential election. But several senators of both parties want an investigation, among them Republican senator and former presidential nominee John McCain, who says the Russians are conducting cyber warfare.
The Russians have interfered in a lot of other elections. The Russians have hacked into some of our most secret military information.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. A spokesman for the Russian president says the unwillingness of the U.S. to work with Moscow in Syria has contributed to the loss of that ancient city of Palmyra to the Islamic State group. A manhunt underway in France for thieves who have stolen what could be $1 million in gold. This is AP Radio News. The Lions beat the Bears. Correspondent Denny Capps got this.
Matthew Stafford overcomes a pair of interceptions to lead another fourth quarter comeback as the Lions hang on to beat the Bears 20-17. Stafford threw interceptions on back-to-back drives in the second half, the latter being returned 24 yards for a go-ahead touchdown by Bears safety Crevon LeBlanc. Stafford responded by engineering a 76-yard drive that he capped with a 7-yard touchdown run to give the Lions the winning score with 7:07 to go in the fourth quarter. The Lions maintain their 2-game lead in the NFC North with 3 games to play. Denny Kapp, Detroit.
La La Land is Best Picture at the Critics' Choice Awards. Other big winners last night included Casey Affleck for Best Actor for Manchester by the Sea, and Natalie Portman won for her role as Jacqueline Kennedy in the film Jackie. Gas prices are going up as you start your work week. It's $2.21 this morning, up 3 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.